are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. And this week we are putting it all together. Titty shakers and R&B, popcorn and garage surf, Northern Soul and rare groove funk. Some Canadian garage punk will keep us company as we let our backbone slide through the greasy bass lines of tortured black American lives of the late 1960s. Get into it.
Get wheel rolling down the track. Me and your true loving daddy ain't gonna come back. I want to move. I got to move. Well, don't you hesitate when I'm motivate. I want to move on. One of these days, son, it won't be long. You're gonna look for Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas be gone. I want to move. I got to move. You flying much too high when you give him the eye. I want to move on. Move it on down the line. I got to move. Why move? Yeah, move. I wanna move. Well, goodbye, pretty baby. I'm on my way. I'm gonna move on. Engineer, take a throttle in hand, and won't you move me right down to that good loving land? I'm gonna move. I got to move. Well, I'm on my way. I'm going home to stay. I'm gonna move on. You find much too high when you gave him the eye. I wanna move on. I got to move. I got to move. Baby! Baby! You find much too high when you gave him the eye. I wanna move. Well, don't you hesitate. I'm on a murder raid. I got to move on. Well, get yourself under control. I got to go. I wanna move on. Goodbye, baby. Thank you.
Californian surf rock band, the Shantays, started the whole show off with a track called Move It. It's actually the flip side of Pipeline. They were the writers of the classic surf instrumental Pipeline, covered by many a group. I had that on the Canadian Dot label. Followed that up with Matt Lucas, rock and roll, soul, R&B, musician, and drummer. His rocked up version of Hank Snow's I'm Moving On, singing and drumming at the same time. That's a record that I keep in my DJ box because it's such a mover. It's on the Smash label. Finished everything off by flipping over the pyramids. I played Crying last week, and this week I played I'm the Playboy. It's on the Cub label.
Right now. Yes, yes, yes.
woman better clothes she wears, so come on.
Still want me if somewhere down the line, if you find that you still want me, remember that I told you that I love you. I love would always be somewhere, somewhere. Oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. The more I try to forget you, the more you on my mind. But somewhere, 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 oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. If you ever think about me, baby, if I ever cross your mind, if you ever think about me, baby, if you ever change your mind, just look me up, baby. I won't be hard to find, but somewhere you're gonna need me. Somewhere, just look for me. Call me.
To need you,
oh yeah.
that whole shebang started off with Ruby Johnson. She was an American soul singer best known for her recordings on Vault in the 1960s. Now, she was born in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and she was raised in the Jewish faith. So a black girl in North Carolina in the 1940s and 50s who's also Jewish, and she sang with her eight brothers and sisters in the Temple Beth El choir. Can you imagine that? I would love to have been in a synagogue with a choir that had voices like that. It must have had such a gospel sound. After high school, she moved to Virginia Beach. She worked as a waitress and began to sing with local bands and spent 2 years with Samuel Latham and the Rhythm Makers. And then she moved to Washington, D.C. in the late 50s and joined the Showstoppers, and then met local entrepreneur Never Duncan Jr., who became her manager, and boom, she has a record out. Her first single, Callin' All Boys, on V-Tone, that came out in 1961. Followed that up with Little Johnny Taylor, Somewhere Down the Line, on Galaxy. Awesome R&B with screaming harmonica in the background. Finished off with another early Etta James track, I'm a Fool, came out on the Modern label. And guys, back in those days, it also came out on 78.
I tried to tell her
was again. She's been treating me bad, the worst girl I ever had. But she couldn't make it cause my heart she couldn't break it in two. What shall I do? I tried to tell her, oh, but what could I tell her? Yeah, I tried to tell her to stay, but there she goes again. Well, I tried to tell her, oh, but what could I tell her? Yeah, I tried to tell her.
I'm just dirt beneath your feet. That's what you think of me. But just you wait and see. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me. Gonna wish that you could kiss me. And you'll wish that I was here as you cry those lonely tears. Till then, I'm dirt beneath your feet. That's what you think of me. But just you wait and see. You won't think that when I leave. When I'm gone, you'll come begging on your knees. But then I won't heed your pleas. Things won't be the way they've been. I will turn the tables then. Then you'll be dirt beneath my feet. And you'll look up at me. Just to wait and see. That day is gonna be.
There's some of that Canadian garage punk I was talking about. And in fact, the first two tracks there are Winnipeg bands, starting off with the Devrons. If you listen to the show, you may have heard them before. That is Burton Cummings, pre-Guess Who, like very early Burton Cummings. Their cover of Farmer John, of which there are several covers, but that one is really good. And I wasn't expecting it to be, you know, probably one of my favorite versions of that track, especially because they go into this homage to the Isley Brothers to Shout at the end there, and it just fits in so beautifully. I just picked that one up from Old Gold Vintage Vinyl in the Village, along with a few of the ones that I'm playing here, including the one that followed, The Jewelry, another Winnipeg band. I tried to tell her on the London label, and then a band from, I believe, Alberta, I'm not 100% sure, called The Lords. The track's called Dirt Beneath Your Feet. And the reason I think it's from Alberta is because it's on the Pace label. And the only other time I've come across this label was Mary Saxton, Northern Soul track I played quite a while ago now, called Losing Control. And she is from Edmonton.
Long as I got my baby. baby. Long as I got my baby. A hilltop penthouse, maid and chauffeur, or nothing else. Tell my mother, brother and sister, that I'd rather be by myself. Long as I got my baby.
y'all. Last night was so bad. I was the best thing I ever had. And I'm here, oh yeah, recuperating. Oh yeah, recuperating. Let me tell you a story. Went to a party, it was fine. Everybody was having a good time. There's a chick named Pain. She could really do her thing. We started to dance, and this girl, she put me in a twirl. I'm setting my cool love down. Recuperating, oh yeah. So I figured I better split the scene. Right then, the lights went out. My girl hit me without a doubt. And that's why I'm in this bed with this ice pack on my head. Recuperating, oh yeah. Recuperating. Baby, you didn't have to hit me so hard. So bad, worst headache I ever had. Today I gotta get well card. She apologizes that the lick was so hard. She said, Lee, you got to cooperate.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Started everything off there with Jackie Day, track called Long As I Got My Baby. That's on the Modern label. Finished everything off with Lee Eldred, Recuperating. The label's called For the Archives.
Now I'm a babe in the crowd.
Northern Soul from Chicago was the first domino to drop. A track called The Big Parade, written by Van McCoy, produced and conducted by Johnny Pate. The band's called The Trends. It's on the ABC label. After that, Vernon and Jewel, Hold My Hand on Kent, and finished everything off with Spider Turner, Don't Hold Back on MGM.
Listen to me.
Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees really had a voice for gritty garage punk sound. That was his second solo single, a track called Huff Puff on the Challenge label. After that, Tommy Rowe's backup band, The Romans, all on their own with a track called Listen to Me on ABC Paramount, finished everything off with The Vegetables. I Still Love You came out in the US on the Autumn label. I have it on the Canadian Berry label. top of those funky numbers was a 14-year-old prodigy named Lonette. Full name is Lonette McKee. She went on to do a few records in the 70s, but she did a couple of singles when she was just a wee teenager. That track is called Stop, Don't Worry About It. And in actual fact, that's a double-sider, so I'll be flipping that one over next week. Came out on MS Records in the US, but I have it on the beautiful Canadian Good Groove label. Thanks to Brent over at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, 187 Osborne Street, one of the best record collections in the city, in a store. I suggest you go down there and empty him out, because he also hooked me up with this second track that I played there, which was the Winston's instrumental version of Amen, an old spiritual, in this case called Amen Brother. A little bit of background from Wikipedia: a cherished 7 seconds of funky drumming that quite arguably changed, shaped, birthed the urban dance music culture forever. With the rise of hip-hop in the 1980s, the break was widely sampled and became a staple of drum and bass and jungle music. It has been used on thousands of tracks of many genres, making it one of the most sampled recordings of all time. So neither the Winstons nor the copyright owner of the track, Richard Lewis Spencer, received any royalties for its use. That's the music industry for you, folks. I'm going to leave you off by flipping over that Mickey Dolenz record with an instrumental called Fate by a band called The Obvious. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means it's the Monkees. I can't find any info on it at all. It's also on the Challenge label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.